Good morning, my Dhamma brothers and Dhamma sisters. Whoever wish to practice Vipassana meditation, he must realize, he must clarify the difference between Paramattha and Paramattha. Because the Vipassana's object is Paramattha, only Paramattha. First we must know Paramattha. Which is Paramattha? I have already explained about the Paññatti concept and Paramattha. Paññatti is outer kava, just appearance and mind. Paramattha is inner core, can be seen with inside knowledge, can be seen with the knowledge. There is only one Paramattha. It is can be seen with the eye. That is called form on picture. That is material quality. One kind of material quality, that is called rupa. This rupa is not metta, form or color. That is a visible object. This visible object can be seen with our eye. But most people's cannot see this one. They don't know. They see only tree. They think, I see tree, I see woman, I see man. Actually, the eye sees only physical object. Tree, woman, men are only mental pictures, image. Just a concept. Therefore, in the text said, Pasandan napasati. What we see, we do not see. What we see, we do not see. That is, what we see? We see only visual object. But we think there is woman, there is man, there is a tree, there is something. Actually, we do not see these things. We see only visual object. Tree, men, women are just imaginaries. Mental pictures, these are mental pictures. Very quickly, that is very quick. To find out the difference is very difficult. Only for those who strongly follow the Vipassana meditation, Vipassana practice, they can clarify the difference. There are many, many concept. Concept is created by mind. Paramattha, ultimate reality, is not created by mind. That are reality, that is a truth. That are not the pictures of mind, that is not mental pictures. Mental pictures are imaginary, that is concept, panyati. We live with the panyati. All people talk about only panyati. We cannot see with paramattha. We cannot penetrate. Therefore, to learn Abhidhamma is very important for those who wish to follow, seriously follow Vipassana meditation. Otherwise, their Vipassana cannot develop. Vipassana knowledge, we cannot increase Vipassana knowledge. Always remain in concept. Without a knowing, without a realizing ultimate sense, without a realizing, without a seeing ultimate reality with the knowledge, Vipassana cannot develop. Because Vipassana, you see, Vipassana. Vi means different. Passana means seeing. In our daily life, we see everything, many things. That is a different seeing. Our special seeing, different seeing. The Vipassana is a seeing in different ways, not common ways. We see things as a thing, we see trees as a tree, we see human as a human. That is a common way. Vipassana not in this way. We see sato. Passana means a seeing. We see sato passana. It's a different feeling, different seeing. Different seeings only with the knowledge. To obtain this knowledge, to attain this knowledge, concentration is a helping condition. Concentration is important. With the help of concentration, the different seeing with the knowledge is possible. Not only concentration, mindfulness, sati also important. Without a mindfulness, knowledge cannot work. Because you see, all factors to have knowledge, to have inside knowledge. We must have a mind, we must be mindful to the object. We must concentrate our mind to the object, which knowledge you have to walk. Without the concentration, without the mindfulness, knowledge cannot walk and Vipassana. Another important factor is right effort, samavayama. We must try to find out ultimate realities. We must find out. We must have to concentrate it. We must have effort to be mindful. So, right effort helpful to mindfulness and concentration. Not only that, another factor is right thought. Right thought is very helpful to right understanding, knowledge. Without the right thought, right understanding is impossible. Therefore, these four factors, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration, right thought, are supporting factors of right understanding. Altogether, these five factors and Eightfold Noble Path is working together unitedly. They must be harmonious. They must be in harmony. If something lacks, it is impossible. Right understanding is impossible. Vipassana meditation, so you see these five factors are important factors. To help these five factors, another three factors must be earlier. That is sammavaca, sammakammanta, sammāācīva, sila. They are morality, sammavaca. According to morality, we must talk. According to morality, we must act. According to morality, we must have a livelihood. All must be in our daily action and our daily livelihood. We must have moralities. We must follow according to moralities. Without morality, right concentration, to establish right concentration, right mindfulness, right thought, right understanding, right effort, it's impossible. Therefore, Buddhist practice, silas come first. Morality come first, sila, then samadhi, because sila support samadhi. Without the sila, samadhi to establish a samadhi is very difficult. Without the samadhi to attain knowledge is very difficult. You know, Eightfold Noble Path are composed of. These three are composed of Eightfold Noble Path. Eightfold Noble Path is comprised of these three, sila, samadhi, panya. That is Buddhist practice. To realize these things, first we must learn. Abhidhamma or Suttanta, any Buddha's teaching. But Abhidhamma and Suttanta is not quite different, you see. Suttanta explain and not a detail. According to the listener's tendency, Suttanta explain. Suttanta mainly point out what should be done, what should not be done. What is moral, what is immoral. Abhidhamma is not like that. Abhidhamma is explain how natural law perform it is a function. Abhidhamma is explain how natural law perform is a function. Abhidhamma does not advice what should be done, what should not be done. But Abhidhammas can obtain the knowledge how natural law perform and dysfunction. That is very important, you see. That is very important. How natural law perform and dysfunction. What is the cause, what is the effect? Abhidhammas explain. Vipassana also must work with natural law, with the ultimate reality. How mind and matter arise and cease? What is the cause of mind and matter? What is the cessation of mind and matter? Without knowing these, vipassana is impossible. Therefore, according to Lebe, Abhidhamma study is quite helpful to practice vipassana. Otherwise, just a vipassana practice, making attained concentration, only concentration. Some people are using 10 years of practice vipassana, 20 years of practice vipassana. Just a sit-in, during sit-in, not increase. Sitting, walking, during retreat. When they went back home, there's nothing. Because of just concentration, knowledge is important. If you have knowledge, even you are living in your, even you stay in your, at in your home, you can notice everything. When you are angry something, oh, that is a dosa. You can immediately understand the nature of dosa, that is not good. You can control. Always contemplate. Whatever you see, you can contemplate. Whatever you heard, you can contemplate. Knowledge is always come out. When knowledge is appeared, when knowledge is worked towards an object, concentration is ahead. This concentration is momentary, kanika samadhi. Momentary. Whatever you see, you can concentrate, you realize the nature, you have a mindfulness. Such a mindfulness, concentration, right mindfulness, right concentration, right effort, right thought, that is coming to be, always working. Even at home, even you are at work, wherever. Wherever, you must practice in this way. So vipassana practice everywhere. Can follow anywhere, any place, anytime. But you must try to realize the nature. Don't remain only concept or idea, or image. In Buddha's lifetime, there is one lady. She was so interested to practice meditation. She regularly visited to listen to Dhamma from the Buddhas. She attained Sotapatthi Magga. isn't it, to the Buddha's teaching. Since then, he always inclined, his mind is always inclined to become bhikkhunis. But he has no opportunity because she was not single. She was a housewife. She has a lot of duties at her home. One day in the kitchen, she was cooking, frying a vegetable. She's always mindful whatever she is doing. She's mindful. When she put the vegetable, that is began with her. She noticed, she contemplated that. All the flesh vegetables have become with her. Everything is like that. My body also, if I change it. She noticed impermanent, characteristic of impermanent. Well, everything is changing. Just a non-flesh, just a non-vita, become vita. My body, my mind also in this way, ever changing. Frying vegetable, she contemplate outside or inside, internal, external. First external, internal, external object, then move on. Internal object. That's also said, Ajata Bahedha. Bahedha means external object. Ajata means internal object. It's necessary to see external object as well as to see internal object. Both. Not only internal, vipassana, internal. Istana. Achatanwa kaye kaye su kaya nupasi viharati. Bhedhawa kaye kaya kaya nupasi viharati. Achata bhedhawa kaye kaya nupasi viharati. The use is Satipatthana Suttas have. Satipatthana Suttas. Achatanwa kaye. Internal body. Bhedhawa kaye. External body. Feeling is in this way, others are also in this way. Achata, Bheda, internal, external. Wherever may be, to remove attachment, that is purpose, to remove attachment. Contemplation are in this way. So that a lady, first, notice or contemplate external vegetable object. Then move on internal. At the moment of cooking, she attained Sakaragami Mega Anagami Mega, you see. Became Nagami and cooking. After that she had opportunity to be bhikkhuni with the agreement of her husband because of anagami is unwilling to live householder's life as a housewife. She entered the order and became bhikkhuni. Order became bhikkhuni and attained Ratamaka and the flower. Her name is Therika. Therika. She explained what is her way, how to practice to attain the higher knowledge, how to attain. She explained. In Therigatha, first verses. Therigatha is first verses. There are verses uttered by Theris, Bhikkhunis. The first verses. So Vipassana is, I want to point out it. I want to advise at this point. I want to give it this point. Anyway, you should do your practice. But must understand what is the concept of what is ultimate reality. That is important. Even she saw vegetable, but she saw the natures of things. Not only remain a vegetable, just not concept. She realized the nature, internal, external. Therefore, she attained first inside knowledge. Through inside knowledge, she attained a path and fruition, Magapala, the knowledge, seeing Nirvana, eradicating the kilesa, mental state. So that is the only way. That is the only way. So ultimate realities, to understand ultimate realities. Now according to books, first we must have book knowledge. That is a new order. Book knowledge is important. Otherwise, how to follow, how to practice, what will be our object? If we cannot differentiate the panyati, brahmata from panyati, how to find out the object of vipassana? According to Bhidhamatha Sangha, this is Bhidhamatha Sangha, it is a note on Abhidhamma treatise. What point given in Abhidhamma text, Abhidhamatha Sangha is given the summarizing the point. The essence of Abhidhamma Pitaka, this is summarizing. This is a digest of Abhidhamma. Digest of Abhidhamma is essay vipassana object to realize. And these, you know these pramathas. You have already known how many pramathas you have already known. Cheta, Chetasika, Rupa, and Nirvana. So four pramathas. Not all are the object of vipassana. Not all pramathas are the object of vipassana. Nirvana is not the object of vipassana, you see. But we must realize this one. Cheta, Chetasika, Rupa. Cessations of Chaita, Chaitasika, Rupas are Nirvana. So altogether four pramata, four ultimate realities. First we must know four ultimate realities. They are the state and real, what they really are. They remain what they arise what they really are. They are Yatha Buddha. They are ever truth. They are ultimate sense. Can be known with the knowledge. They are anaka. By removing outer kava or panyati, can be found these natures.